Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 31. Mm. 31. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with
Uno.
With Andrew Conway.
Yes, you are.
Adam Conway?
Huh?
And Gwen Reyes.
Hi.
We don't know where Gotti is, but hopefully he shows up.
I told Gotti multiple times.
He's coming in his Bugatti.
He lives up in the north with me now, and I was like, you have to leave at 8:30. You have to leave your house at 8:30. You will not make it down
here. He's driving in his Bugatti.
So we're going to have a lot of fun today. It's finally a nice weekend here in Dallas. Lots to talk about today, as always.
Especially the weather.
Especially the weather. As always, we do a top three list or a bottom three list. Gwen came up with this idea to do the best teen fantasy films.
Yep.
But I changed it.
Brian Kluger fashion.
I turned it on its ear. And we're doing the worst teen fantasy
young adults.
Films.
Young adults.
The young adults.
The YAs.
And so why'd you come up with this?
Well, I was fortunately asked last week by Crave Online to contribute to their critics, just hash out of like best. They do this thing every week. It's like best whatever, and each of them has to describe why this movie is the best within this genre. And so I was asked to do best teen fantasy film, and of course I picked Labyrinth because David Bowie makes me feel all the things. And
is that a teen fantasy film?
Yeah, it's about
him and his codpiece.
That's a good one. That's not a bad
Jennifer
one.
Connelly is a teen in that movie. So.
She is a teen in that movie. I really wanted to do Last Unicorn, but I had a hard time justifying that pick. Mostly because all the people that were on the committee did not have seen The Last Unicorn.
What about Watership Down?
It's hard because there's so many good ones. It's going to be hard to choose to watch.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there's some bad ones.
Some bad ones.
Yeah, my number one worst one is, God, it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
So I got one. Yes,
I'll start with Andrew. Andrew,
okay.
Worst teen fantasy young adult films made.
So, I'm going to say, my runner up for this is actually going to be the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe series after the first one.
You like that one?
It was. It didn't keep me.
Great.
It was not great enough to want me to come back. That's for sure.
Okay.
I was so nostalgic from the books, like most people were, to see it. But then it just, it felt flat. But everyone saw it. Everyone saw that. But it didn't drive anyone to go see any more past.
Well, the third one I thought was actually not bad. I think I thought it was better than the first one. But
I didn't like any of them.
Don Trader.
Oh, I liked the Don Trader, yeah.
So you're talking...
It was more confined and, like, more, like, you know...
It wasn't so big.
I actually never got to that.
Chronicles of Narnia, right?
Yes, yes.
So I saw the first one in the theater, and it was so underwhelming.
Exactly.
Just, like, nothing. Yeah. It's like, that was it?
And, yeah. It was kind of manipulative, apparently, because it made Gwen cry.
Dead. I felt manipulated by that fucking lion.
Aslan.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I love that.
And Aslan can go and walk on a beach with no footsteps. Fuck that shit.
I like South Park's version of Aslan.
So you go with the giant
Aslan. Aslan.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you see a giant wave, go to
also, that movie, again, with the making me feel things, that movie with the relationship with the fawn and the youngest sister, I was like, this is weird. James McAvoy is too hot to be playing this role.
Yes.
Hitting on an angle.
So,
yes, we were
my top three. Worst top three. Yeah. what I put in there, just because I know how bad it was, Beautiful Creatures.
That was Adam's favorite movie, right?
I literally watched it for about 15, 20 minutes, and I was just...
It got better.
Is that considered fantasy?
I didn't even...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantasy. You have an adult fantasy.
Yeah.
What?
It does.
Witches.
They're real. Oh, my God. But you don't even know what happens in the movie. You said you watched it.
Watched the middle part of it, and I was not interested whatsoever to keep going.
Yeah. I feel like you really missed out on an awesome film.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I don't know.
No, seriously, did you really love Beautiful Creatures?
I'll be honest. I really do love
Beautiful Creatures.
Because I understand it's not a good film. It's not even a film. It's a movie. But
it's a motion picture.
It starts and ends on time.
It's more like a video VHS cassette tape
type movie. It's a recorded directly from Disney Channel situation. No, I really did like it because I liked the chemistry between the main characters, and I liked their love story. I liked that it follows a boy versus a girl, and he has to help her kind of realize her own potential. I think that that's a nice twist on
But his terrible Southern accent.
Yeah, his terrible Southern accent. And also, I saw the movie the day that we all saw Stoker.
Right.
And in Stoker, the same character played the love interest in Black and Beautiful Creatures.
Plays, so you're still
plays a rapist.
Him. Yeah.
Well, he played a rapist in Stoker, and so I was like,
you couldn't disconnect.
I couldn't. But I liked it. I liked Jeremy Irons in it a lot, and I liked.
So it's, it didn't make your worst list.
No, I made my best. It was like in my best of last year.
Jesus Christ,
that's pretty.
Okay, it wasn't really in my best of last year because I have to have some like.
It was an honorable mention.
Yeah.
All right.
And my next fantasy film was Lemony Snicket, the series of unfortunate events.
That was
and
a bad movie,
it was,
too.
I like that one, too.
I like that
you
one.
Like that?
Yeah.
I didn't like that either.
I did not like
it. Next is going to be Percy Jackson, and I'm going to be like, leave.
No. But let me say, just, you know, Jim Carrey, we're hoping that it was supposed to be his next big, you know, series. They were hoping to do a lot based on him, but once it became a sort of a Jim Carrey series, I think it sort of lost what it was trying to do with, you know, for the young adults, and so it never caught on with anybody.
Yeah.
They're gonna probably
make it. It's,
oh, I'm sure they will. But
it's like 20 books.
But it's unsuccessful. I feel for that first one.
Well, author has like a new series where he wrote himself into the series, so it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
I don't quite get Lemony Snicket.
Yeah,
he's a stranger.
Yeah, definitely. And then my top one was Golden Compass.
It's on
so
my list.
Bad.
I like
so
it.
So terrible.
It was terrible.
It really was.
So bad.
They missed the mark. Is so much better, though.
They missed the mark.
Of course. Yeah, they missed the mark. And it had such a great... It had a potential great cast.
And I wanted to see that.
It just did not... It does not hold
the
up, unfortunately.
Knife.
It just did not... Daniel Craig. He couldn't recover, you know.
Who was the host of the band?
He only did James Bond afterwards.
It might have been.
Nicole Kidman was in that, too.
Yeah,
yeah, she was.
Daniel Craig was in it. Yeah.
Wasn't Eva Green in it, too?
Eva Green was a witch, as usual. Yeah. There's a witch in everything.
Why do you think they missed the mark on that? Because
she didn't get naked. If she got naked...
Probably because that book... It's probably because...
It's really
books,
tough.
Book,
yeah.
That book's really tough. And also, books have multiple storylines,
yeah,
whereas a film really can only withstand holding two.
And some of that stuff was really hard to visually actually translate to film.
So. And when something gets as big as that was, like budget-wise, and you're just filming for so long, it's hard to actually see the movie come together. So you think you might have the best movie ever, but you get the post and you realize you just shot a bunch of garbage.
Well, and also the girl that got cast as the lead, she wasn't that good either, which is a problem. So,
but
yeah, the little girl.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that's my top.
That's a
my top worst.
Pretty terrible list.
But it looked nice.
Yeah,
it did look really nice.
Yeah. But
I wonder if it would still look nice today. Like if we went.
Which one of you want to go, or do you want me to go?
I can go.
I can go.
You can go.
Whatever.
Do you want to do a Conway sandwich?
Yeah, you go, man.
Okay.
Worst list, Gwen.
Okay, so I do not agree about Beautiful Creatures, but we've already talked about that
because
Beautiful Creatures is a delight.
We should all agree that it's pretty bad.
Delight.
But I'm going to start with a movie that's, like, near and dear to my heart, but not a very good movie. And that is Master of the Universe, the He-Man live-action film.
That is amazing.
I remember seeing that movie in the theaters and being so grossed out when Courtney Cox gets blasted in the knee and her knee looked like...
When you mean blasted, what do you mean?
I mean...
What did He-Man do to her?
And it looked like hamburger meat.
It was Skeletor.
Oh, it was so gross. But so that's my honorable mention. Another one that is one that, like Andrew, I could not get through was Black Cauldron. I was trying to watch the Black Cauldron.
How can you hate that movie? That movie is so awesome.
I hate
Master
that
of the
movie.
Universe is way better.
Yeah,
than Creatures.
It was so much better than any on my list.
How can you hate Black Cauldron?
That's, I just I.
It was Disney's first PG-13 animated movie.
I know. It's just too. I think it was just too dark, and then I also just was like way over my head.
But it's
too. It would work now, but it's way too. It was too high concept.
And it's weird because it's actually the second book in the series. They didn't go with the first book. So,
yeah, which is probably because the second one's more accessible.
Hey, there's somebody at the door. Who is it?
Scotty.
It's Scotty.
Hey.
So I kind of want to tell you about a little girl named Goldilocks, and she had a conundrum.
Oh.
And it's similar.
Should we? Should we?
Yes, you should record this.
Okay.
We are recording
right now, so
it's a good story.
Okay, so we had Master of the Universe, Black Cauldron. I'm also going to throw in Snow White and the Huntsman.
Aww. How, so dark.
I actually enjoyed that.
What?
How is that a young adult? Yeah, that's
because it's
first.
Her coming into her. It's the follow-up
role
of her coming into her
Kristen
own.
Stewart was not in it.
Yeah.
It was a great
movie. Charlize Theron was great
at
the bat.
Wasn't in it.
Oh, she was great as
everybody in it did as well as they could, except for Kristen Stewart, who cannot act.
She did as well as she could.
I was so excited when they announced the sequel just being The Huntsman, but then they had to add her back because it did so much money overseas.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's some bullshit.
So.
Well, because it was better than 4. Because
it was me, like, you know,
so
Riding Hood
in
the Huntsman. So,
hey guys, I'm
ooh, Riding Hood in the Huntsman. This all sounds like super dark slash fiction that I really want to start writing.
I'm Snow White, guys. I'm just,
you're going to get back into your
this is like the Huntsman is like the pizza delivery man that just, like, pops into different worlds.
Why is it always a pizza delivery guy?
It's
weird.
I don't know. It's
just
the
sausage.
It's
the
eating. Sex in the carcass of the big bad wolf.
I'm down.
All right, what else do you have?
And then another
it's
one.
Really young adults.
That
I'm,
is
I'm done.
Considered really because it's a retelling of Alice in Wonderland, which I also consider to be a young adult story. Called Alice. It's a Czech film.
Pass.
Has anyone tried to watch this movie?
No.
Is that the one with Whoopi Goldberg?
No, no, no. This is the one that is all
it's
done Eddie. In stop motion animation, and it is twisted.
Oh, yeah.
So
this isn't the one you loaned
so
me,
bad.
Right?
Like the White Rabbit is made of the White Rabbit is made of like a taxidermied. Just fucked up white rabbit. It's so creepy.
That sounds cool.
I made it 20 minutes in and was like, life is too short for me to watch the rest of this movie.
The Czechs do know how to make a movie.
Yeah.
Those damn
so
Czechs.
So happy. So yeah, those are mine. Those are my four.
Pretty decent. Pretty terrible. I think you're wrong on a couple of those.
Well, I think all of you are wrong about Beautiful Creatures.
We're not wrong.
Daddy, I got you a present.
Adam.
I saw.
Yes.
Worst teen fantasy list.
I have a couple of honorable mentions. First, some movies that are really terrible, but I love. Surf Ninjas. You have Leslie Nielsen and Rob Schneider in it. So
the Surf Ninjas
together for the first time for the last
yeah,
time.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, whatever.
We're going to go with it.
Well, then there's also a movie that they made an MST3K out of, Merlin's Shop of Mystical Wonders, which claimed to be a kid's film, but there was some effed up stuff happening
yes,
in that
yes,
movie.
Yes, I've only seen that through Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, it's almost unwatchable if you try to do it without.
These people got money to make movies, guys. That's what I think.
Another honorable mention is Lost in Space.
Yeah,
it's a terrible one.
It was a terrible adaptation.
Who was in that? Gary Oldman?
Gary Oldman was a bad guy in that.
Yeah. Gary Oldman is like, you could just say, who was in that? Gary Oldman? Yes.
Yeah.
The trailer for that movie was pretty solid.
Matt LeBlanc was in it.
Yep.
William Hurt was the father.
The trailer was really good for that movie.
But yeah, the trailer was great, but then the movie itself was just awful. Then going into my top three, we have Dungeons and Dragons
with Marlon Wayans.
And is it Scott Wolf or is it the
no it was Scott.
Scott Wolf
and
Scott
Jeremy Wolf. Air Irons
or the guy from the Good
he
Wife.
Seems to be in every terrible sci-fi fantasy movie. Like yeah, and then number two on my list is Journey to the Center of the Earth with Mr. Brendan Fraser. Which was so bad that they ended up replacing him for the next two with The Rock.
The Rock replaces Brendan Fraser in every one of his.
Yeah,
it's a true story.
Like
that.
The Mummy was replaced by The Rock. You know,
G.I. Joe. Brendan Fraser was in the first G.I. Joe, and then all of a sudden, oh, look, The Rock! Here comes The Rock! Saves it.
You know, Marlon Wayans is also bitter about that too. When we talked to him last week, he was like, "Yeah," and then they replaced me with The Rock, and I was like.
I hope they do an Encino Man with The Rock. That'd be great, and then full circle.
I agree.
But then, yeah, my number one, I guess, worst teen fantasy movie is Never Ending Story Part 3.
Oh. What?
The third straight
one?
To video.
It is God.
Free Willy Kid.
It's a Free Willy Kid.
Jack Black's in it, though.
Jack Black plays the villain, the bully, part of the Nasties. But yeah, the Jim Henson was
it's
like.
It's almost worth watching just because of Jack Black.
Yeah, I think I have to see this movie now.
It's got awful, like the puppetry.
It's got the Rock baby.
I don't know what they did. They did something to Falcor,
so
but he looks effed up, and he is not the same.
Well, his beard grew. His beard grew.
If you see him, he looks effed up in all the movies if you actually think about it.
Yeah, I mean, he does.
No, he looks so creepy.
He's got scales.
The first one he makes orgasms. When
he's
like, scratching.
He's like, and he randomly weeps weird.
What's
the
one recently?
For some reason, they made him
look like Sean Connery.
Betray you! But
there's a story in this one. Basically, they have too many wishes and get sent to the real world. So it's them trying to... It's called the Escape from Never Everland, or whatever.
That's
totally not right, but yes.
Escape from Neverland. What is...
Yeah, where are we?
Was on it.
Escape
from Neverland, the Michael Jackson story.
What's, it's what's the name of the actual mythical world in there? I can't even remember now.
Narnia?
The Ivory Tower?
No, the actual world.
Oh.
That's right. It didn't have a name.
That'll come to me.
Yeah. But, so basically, they get shot into the real world, and they have to find each other. And you also have, other than Falcor, you have the rock monster's baby. Which is the worst thing ever.
Fantastica.
Yeah, Fantastica. Fantasia.
Oh, sorry.
There it is. You're a little off.
Well, it's there. I just pronounced it how it sounds.
Fantastica. But yes.
Oh, yeah, there's actually like a phonetic way of saying it right there.
Like, but yeah, it is terrible. You know, second one, you know, was basically the same thing as the first one, but the third one just went off the deep end. You know, they didn't care about how intelligent people were. They just dumbed everything down to a point where, you know, it's terrible. So many plot holes, so many terrible lines. You should watch it.
The only good one to see is the first one.
I love the second one. I like
the
Jonathan Brandis.
When the first villain's like the nothing, then the second villain's the emptiness. It's
like
the same thing. But there is no real villain in this one. So other than the bullies chasing around Bastion in the real world.
Yeah.
That story.
Yeah, because they didn't want to create the fantastical lands of Fantasia.
Say my name.
It's a big
question.
Do that again, please.
It is. But yes, so that is it. Bastion, go watch all these movies and you'll see why.
All of the things that are happening in
her world
creepy.
Was gone.
All right,
please.
I'll go now.
Isn't that Samantha Morton in that movie too?
No.
Which one?
Not the
first
one.
The second one? Did
Maybe.
Who's
the actress right there? Oh, she's a good actress.
She is a very good actress. She was.
Was that Tom Cruise movie? Mission Impossible? No.
Broken Arrow?
No.
Well, she's in Broken Arrow.
Yeah, but.
What is that?
She's also in the thing called Robert Phoenix's last
movie. You know, he's got that screen.
Yeah, and she was in that. She was in that movie with.
No, it's.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it's in a futuristic movie.
Minority Report.
Minority Report.
She's in Minority Report.
That's right.
Yeah, motherfucker.
No, no way.
Oh, that was him doing the thing on the screen.
I know. He's just like watching the car. Like, hey.
It worked.
This is a really great sight gag for all of our listeners.
I know.
Gotti
was like
Karate
Kid.
I know.
Screen in front of him.
I hate
Gotti's pretty much waving and saying that's how he does it in Minority Report.
It's almost identical to the way he does it.
All right. My worst list. I went different with it.
Yeah, you did.
What do you mean by that?
So what you said Golden Compass already. So that was on my list. Another one on my list. I have five. So another one on my list is Aragorn, the dragon movie. Yes, terrible. Just terrible.
What is his deal?
In the words of Charles Barkley, who will be in Dallas on Thursday, just terrible.
Terrible.
Just terrible, terrible movie all around.
Well, the kid made a lot of money. That's all pretty much matter to him.
So that was a terrible movie. Don't go see that dragon movie. I went superhero with it. It's Spider-Man 3. I feel like that's a fantasy film. It's
a fantasy teen film?
Yeah.
Was
that Venom?
Yeah. There are some
terrible
teens in there.
Yeah, but he's not a teen in that.
But it's still fantasy.
Is he not
a
teen?
It's worst teen fantasy film.
So if you don't count that, I'll say X-Men Last Stand. There are teens in that movie.
Okay, that's fair.
That was a terrible movie by Robert Ratner.
Such
just
a bad movie.
An hour and a half when... People died for no reason and just...
Yeah, you kill off all these beloved characters just to do
it. I hate Brett Ratner. Terrible movie.
I know, Brett Ratner's making all Warner Brothers movies now because he's the new Legendary Pictures.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Fail upwards.
So you'll be seeing every Warner Brothers movie will be produced by Brett Ratner.
And another one is Batman and Robin. Batman and Robin, teen fantasy film. Because I say Robin and Batgirl are
teens.
Yes.
Robin is about 31 and up.
Why don't
doesn't
you,
play a 31 year
I'm surprised no one said Super Mario Brothers. So.
I could still go, but it's not in my world.
And then my number one is Return of the Living Dead, Rave to the Grave.
Is that the direct-to-DVD
one? Yes. Terrible. Terrible, terrible.
The first three are okay.
I don't think Brian knows what a young adult film is.
That's a young adult film.
That's a young adult film. It's a rated R for one.
It's just have a definition of a young adult.
That is a young adult. Young adults film. Can't get into that film.
Yeah.
That's
17?
I don't think anybody in the movie is a teenager.
I play teenagers.
I'm 43, but I play teenagers.
Rave to the grave.
Rave.
Totally.
I think you missed the purpose.
Yeah.
Definitely not. All right, what are yours, Gotti? Gotti?
Lee Gallagher is not a teenager.
Watch that movie again. There aren't teens in it.
So I have
are they naked
four.
Teens?
Yes.
And mine involve children or teens.
Whoa.
Interesting. So,
let's see where we go with this.
Terrible. The requirements of this category.
Though my number two is sort of, I don't know, they might be older. My honorable mention, do y'all remember the recent movie, The Immortals?
Oh, yeah.
Gwen's favorite movie?
Ball.
This Mortal Instruments?
Yes.
Wait.
Terrible.
The Immortals?
No, he's thinking of This Mortal Instruments.
No, you're thinking of Immortals. The
Immortals.
Spider one with,
yes.
With
the one with Henry Cavill?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Not
terrible.
This Mortal Instruments.
And kids were in that.
Oh, but you know the best
terrible.
Part of that movie is when it's I love when it's all the Immortals in the film, when it's like Luke Evans's time to go, and it's just like all of them killing each other.
That was the best part of the movie.
Genius part
that
of
was
film.
The best part
the
of the movie.
The rest of the movie is God terrible.
It was pretty
terrible.
Bad.
Honorable mention, though. Not horrible.
But that was before terrible. Man of Steel came out, and that was Henry Cavill, like, showing his action side.
Yeah.
That's Y'all what we should have known, that Zack Snyder should be done. He shouldn't do any more movies.
Y'all are wrong. Wrong.
Summed it up perfectly. So number three, do y'all remember Thunderbirds?
Oh, God.
That was horrible. That was, like, abusive. That was, like, taking Star Fox, throwing it into children, and then ruining it. And that was directed, do y'all know who that was directed by? I don't know, it doesn't make any sense to go with it.
Stanley Kubrick?
Yeah.
He's dead. Jonathan Frakes, Riker, from freaking Star Trek. Kind of.
Without that, we wouldn't have Team America, so I'm glad that movie exists.
No, that one's a live-action remake.
Yeah, but they made
it. Oh, that's even worse.
But
they were spoofing
Team America. The puppets of the Thunderbirds.
Yeah. But I think they did that because of the movie, because the movie was so bad and they used live-action.
What was that one with the hamsters that was like, with Zach Galifianakis and the hamsters? That's kind of like that.
The Kia commercial?
No, it's just, I know what you're talking about. What a weird movie.
I know that popped into my head, yeah.
I don't remember.
I'm looking it up, guys. So one's here for you.
So, my number two might be a little bit older, but it stars Keanu Reeves. And I sort of think anything that stars Keanu Reeves has a teenage mindset. So,
so you missed the point.
I love this movie you're about to say, by the way.
Johnny Mnemonic?
It's hilariously bad.
It's horrible.
It is bad. But
Dolphin, Henry Rollins.
Yes.
See, a dolphin? Yeah.
A dolphin. None of it should. It's like a bad gun.
The dolphin's a computer hacker.
It shouldn't be in there.
What book is that again?
What's Johnny Mnemonic?
Is it
an Isaac Asimov movie, a short story or something?
Yeah, it was either that or Phil K.
Yeah.
I think it was Phil K. Dick.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible.
It was a bad movie.
I saw that movie. Okay, funny story about seeing that movie. I saw that movie in an old theater that is no longer around. It is now currently a
flooring
warehouse.
Oh.
And it's my mom. They didn't know what back in the theater didn't have like booster seats, so my mom actually had to like bring a new like a
phone book
in for me to watch that movie.
Nice.
How cute is that?
Here's Keanu. Watch him.
I had a big Keanu.
That was a precursor to. It's basically the same premise as The Matrix.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, that's the same thing that we could say about Equilibrium.
I love Equilibrium.
I love that movie.
Equilibrium is a better story than Johnny Freaking Mnemonic.
Yeah, that movie's great. Equilibrium is awesome. Some good gunfights.
So my number one, I think it's based on a classic story.
The movie you were looking for was G-Force, by the way.
Awesome. G-Force, what a terrible
movie. I reviewed
movie.
That, by the way, on Blu-ray.
And how do you score terrible?
Good features, extra features.
Sorry.
There were the video
good
and audio.
From Zach.
The video and audio was really good. They looked amazing.
Of course it did.
Otherwise.
They're hamsters, asshole. So it's based on a classic TV show, comic. But how dare they did Scooby-Doo. They're all teens. It's all about effing fantasy. And Scooby's the only damn part that's good. And y'all know y'all fucking
You don't it. Like Matthew Lillard?
I think part two's worse.
But part one was
I enjoyed
good.
The one. I
or Freddie Prinze and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Well, they made like five movies now.
And they made a pretty hot Velma in that.
Y'all are all retarded.
Come on
what's
now.
Your face from
the second one.
They're trying to poke fun the whole fact. I don't know. Yeah.
Whoa. I don't agree because my reasoning is that one, the movie's
can't
not great.
This
but
is
I
the
love,
one you fight me on.
I love
Scooby Doo.
I love James Gunn and James. That was his
Jinkies.
First film that
Jinkies.
His first Hollywood film.
I'll give you.
Right.
I'll give you Mr.
No.
Zoinks.
Was it?
Yeah, first Hollywood film. He had done Trauma, but that was.
But he wrote the remake of Dawn of the Dead. Wasn't that before Scooby Doo?
I think that Scooby Doo was first, and then
Scooby Doo. So that's my list that y'all hated.
It's a pretty terrible list.
It sounds bad.
Aragorn was on there. I replaced it with the because
you actually had teens in your movies. Brian's had no teens in his movies.
Good point.
Are you serious?
Suck balls.
X-Men Last Stand had teens. Spider-Man 3 had teens. Batman and Robin had teens.
I don't know Spider-Man 3. I guess they're playing high school.
Just because it has teens doesn't mean that any movie has teens in it.
Teens
has teens.
Johnny Mnemonic doesn't have any teens in it at all.
Oh, yes, it does. In thought process
and is,
of knowing
is wrong,
Keanu Reeves.
But let us know if we missed any terrible movie.
There's a plenty of them.
Who was the girl?
There's
who
a plethora.
The girl
a plethora. Plethora.
Please see us on Facebook and tell Gwen that she's wrong
Gotti,
for mentioning
who's the
Masters of the Universe.
Roddy Mitchell? I don't know.
It might
please
have
yell at her.
I think it might have been. But
please yell at her.
Yeah. Rhonda Mitchell, she
tell us. Please yell at me.
Please yell at Gwen for saying
yell at me.
Masters
please.
Of the Universe
please
is
tell me
a terrible...
all the things you hate about me.
We will. Don't worry. And find us on Stitcher and iTunes. That is our list for this week.